Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So if we were talking about joy tonight, that song would have fit in really well. But we're not. We're talking about peace, and that's okay because who doesn't like to sing joy to the world anyways, right? Right. Okay. So let me ask you a question. What is peace? Maybe better yet, how would you describe it? Calm. Okay. What else?
No worries.
Okay.
No conflicts.
Okay. Acceptance. Comfort. Contentment. Boy, you guys are really on a roll tonight. Woo-hoo. All of these things really talk about peace, right? And then I guess there's the question, too, what is different about external peace and internal peace? Peace in our world and peace in our lives. What would be the difference? Okay. Okay. And some of you said comfort, some of you said calmness, some of you said contentment, and those words really describe peace in our lives, right? And then some of you said no conflict and no worry and no struggle, and those really represent more of an earthly peace or a peace between kingdoms, right? And both of those types of peace are very beautiful, and both of those types of peace we want, and both of those types of peace we really long for in our lives. So let me ask you this. When's the last time you had any peace in your life? You can answer if you want to. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. You have peace every day? Man, I'm coming to your house. It's got to be that good wine you just ordered. When's the last time you had peace? You don't think you ever had it? For some people, that's a good answer. And you know, and sometimes in my life, Frank, I think I don't know if I've really had internal peace the way I would like to. And that's a very good answer. Okay. Anybody else with another answer? When was the last time maybe you had peace in your life? When's the last time our country has had peace? There's another question, but we won't go into that. That's a different question and a different study for another time. What are some other times in our lives that maybe they're small times, maybe they're big times, maybe they're just times where we get little glimpses of peace? What are some of those times? Communion, okay. What else? After you retire? Sign me up. I'm ready. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Anywhere you kind of see or feel or experience peace? Now, the reason I ask these questions is because I looked up the dictionary definition of peace and it stunk. I mean, it's like, hello, how can you really write about what peace is, right? I mean, how can we really define it when most of us truly haven't experienced it to the fullest extent? The fullest extent of peace we'll talk about in just a moment, and most of us will experience it at one time or another. But the thing about peace is it comes in the places where we least expect it to come. Who would have thought that peace would come from a tiny manger in the city of Bethlehem, where a baby named Jesus was born? There are times in our lives when we're reading Scripture, and there are times in our lives when we're taking the sacrament of the table. There are times in our lives when we hear a message at a funeral that gives us that hope, that brings that peace, that we know it's all about what happened on that very first Christmas that gives us peace. And really, again, from a place we least expect it, or maybe we should most expect it, because that wouldn't have happened if God himself would not have given us his heart, right? So peace ultimately comes from the heart of God, because as he gives us his son, born in a tiny little manger, surrounded by cattle and animals, on that first Christmas morning, it's the heart of God. Now remember a minute ago, we talked about the fact that I don't know if anybody truly has experienced the fullness of peace. What did Jesus say in his ministry? I have come to give you peace, and peace at the fullest. I have come to give you peace that passes all understanding. It's interesting because tonight we do evening prayer. Last week we did another form of evening prayer. We did Compline. We did an earlier version. And one of the things it talks about is the Lord giving us peace at the last. And many people reading that think, oh, how nice it is that we're asking Jesus to give us peace when we go to bed. But that's not what we're praying for. You see, the peace that passes all understanding comes when we shut our eyes in this world and open them in the kingdom of heaven forever. We're praying in these moments of evening prayer and Compline that the Lord will bring our deaths and bring them quickly. Not that we want to die by any means, but that so we can experience his peace and the fullness of that peace which he brings, which is the peace that passes all understanding. And the amazing thing too, at Advent, that is what we prepare our hearts for. Because as we prepare for the return of Jesus, as the cry at Advent is, come and return, Lord Jesus, we are praying for our deaths, and we're praying for our deaths for the specific reason of experiencing all the fullness of God, and one of those gifts and fullness is knowing the peace that passes all understanding. Certainly, peace is an amazing gift from God. And I don't know if we can truly experience it in this world. Psychology may say we can. Popular culture may say we can. Television may say we can. Joel Osteen says you can. But the reality is, I think we get glimpses of peace. Little tiny glimpses that prepare us for the peace of heaven that is to come. I'd like to show you this video now.